last Sunday, I was lengthy, and I knew that it would be because I was teaching and preaching together, and sometimes it would be teaching, and then it would take on more of a preaching nature. But I'm going to try to redeem myself a little bit with the folks that don't really particularly care for long-winded preaching. I'm going to try to be a little careful. That's a good word. Thank you, Elder. The book of Acts, chapter 10. Just want to use some familiar illustrations, some things I've used at different times through the years from preaching and teaching on prayer. And like I've said, the other things that I've preached of late have been some things with a little more teaching, but today it's kind of brought it to a place that I want to actually use some illustrations, some things we know about for some of you that I've pastored for some time. Some of these stories that I'm going to use today are things you've already heard, but just remember, you've already heard them, you already know where it's going, but praise God, we have new converts, isn't that wonderful? We have visitors, we have people that have never heard some of these wonderful things that in reality are testimonials to the power of God and to the grace of God and what God does through prayer. You believe prayer changes things? And I'm just so glad. Prayer is the part that God lets us in on. We all know that God doesn't have to have one of us. He don't have to have one of us to pray and ask Him. I mean, did anybody set an alarm this morning and ask God to let the sun come up? No, nobody had to pray about that, did we? We didn't have to fast, spend any time about that. We just know that's going to happen. And anything God wanted to do, He could do. He could do it without prayer. But so he can show Himself in our life, He instituted prayer and says, I'm gonna let them talk to me about some things, and in response to their prayer, I'm gonna do it for them. So it's something that He lets us do. Praise God. That wouldn't have to be. He could have done it millions of other ways, but he let us know about prayer, lets us use prayer, and it is very vital in our life, and it is life for a Christian. You hear me? If you got saved, you come to saving knowledge, you trusted Christ as your Savior. If you want to continue in that, and you want that life to produce life, and you want to live a life and have eternal life, then you're going to have to pray. That's just how it works. You must learn to pray. All right, Acts chapter 10, if you want to stay and read with us, we'd be happy for your participation this morning. Grateful. So glad to have all of our visitors with us here today. And we just want you to be blessed by being in the service here. Acts chapter 10, verse 1. Let's read it together. There was a certain man of Caesarea called Cornelius, a centurion of the band called the Italian band, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. He saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming in to him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodgeth with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside. He shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. May the Lord bless His word. You may be seated. Praise God. The title of my message today is, What Will Be the Legacy of Your Prayer? What will be, amen, what will be the legacy of your prayer? Think about that. Praise God. What if the future depended upon your prayer? What if your prayer determined whether or not there would even be a future in your family or your church or your nation? If it all depended on your prayer. Are you with me so far? Amen. Praise God. Here is a man that is not a Jew. He is an Italian of the Italian band. He is no doubt stationed in Caesarea, near where the Jews are. They're under Roman control. They don't like the Romans. They don't like their laws. They don't like their ways. They detest being under bondage to a foreign power. Are y'all still here? Amen. But here is a man, a centurion, one that's in authority over at least 100 men and maybe more. And he's responsible for his men. He's responsible for his house. He's responsible for those that work for him and those of his family that are living in a hostile situation. Are y'all still here? Amen. Because they're living among people that really hate them because of who they are and their ties with Rome. Amen. But evidently this centurion, this soldier, had seen something about the Hebrews and the children of Israel in whom he had much contact with, that he must have understood through the lives of at least some of them that they have a God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jehovah, the only God, that not one of many gods, not an idol God that has to be carried around, but a God that controls everything. Hallelujah. And he come to, evidently, and I know there's some blanks to fill in here, but evidently he come to a realization of some kind that there was a God. Amen. And he began to pray to that God. Hallelujah. And in prayer, listen to this, in prayer, in his prayer, concerned about his family that was living in a hostile situation, concerned about all of these men that he is responsible for to Rome. Amen. He realizes his need to call on God, and so he prays. Amen. And he's intense. Not only did he pray, but he gave alms. Amen. Are y'all still here? He gave alms, and he had built a temple for the nation. Amen. He had done good things for the Jews, and the Jews begin to trust him and love him. Amen. And God, hallelujah. Oh, I hope you're getting a hold of this. God, that God that he really didn't know so much about, and that God that even others that would have despised him evidently had told him something about, his prayer went up to that one. Amen. Are you getting the point? That's the one I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. His prayers, hallelujah, his prayers and his alms come up before God. Hallelujah. Amen. As it relates to the word legacy as used in our title, and I just want to say this, we all, while I'm preaching about Cornelius, I want every one of us to understand, we all of us that are here, that are under the sound of my voice this morning, that are Gentiles, every one of us stand today in the legacy, amen, of Cornelius's prayers. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. Thank God Cornelius prayed. Thank God Cornelius rang the prayer bells. Thank God Cornelius held on until God gave him a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Because the last time I checked, all of us were Gentiles. Amen. I don't know. If we, If we have any Hebrews here, any lineage of Abraham, that's good. That sure doesn't work against you. But I tell you what, the Gentiles, we had a lot of things against us. But thank God for those that prayed to a God that is no respecter person. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God Cornelius prayed. Amen. Even though he probably did not even realize who he was praying, what all he was praying to, and realize the greatness of who he was praying to, he was praying. Amen. Probably didn't realize what he was praying for. Hallelujah. I would like for you to notice, before I go into my illustrations, I would like for you to notice, and this will probably be the only really teachy part of my sermon today. There's two things. Amen. Now, try to get the picture. Here is a foreigner. Here is a ruling foreign power that is ruling in the land of the Jews, and he's praying and he's sincere and he's calling on God, and it's a they said evidently about the ninth hour of the day. So if I'm figuring right, that's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He is praying, and while he's praying, all of a sudden he's in the presence of an angel. Amen. Oh, this ought to give somebody hope, what I'm fixing to share with you right here. Amen. And with some of the things we're wanting to do and needing to do, somebody, a lot of us need to get a hold of this right here. Amen. When that angel gets his attention and speaks to him, he says, Cornelius, amen, thy prayers and thine alms have come up. Somebody say, come up. Amen. Thy prayers and thine alms have come up. Amen. Amen. The way he prayed and the way he gave is what come up before God. And the angel says, the reason I'm here, it's not only because you're praying, but because you're giving. Amen. Now, if you are taking notes today, write this down. Amen. Listen, your prayer life will positively affect your giving. Somebody say amen. Amen. I don't see anybody writing, so I'm going to say it again. Amen. Your prayer life will positively affect your giving. Amen. And the lack thereof of your giving will negatively affect your prayer life. Amen. Oh, I wish somebody would shout hallelujah. Prayer and giving go together. Amen. And if you, hallelujah, if you want to be blessed of God and you want your prayers to cover the mercy seat and get in there where God's hearing, you got to do some giving, bless God, to go along with it. Woo, amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Thy prayer and thine alms, your prayer and your giving is what's come up. Amen. And that's what makes the difference. And that's what made the difference for Cornelius having an angelic heavenly visitation. Amen. Some of you are kind of looking at me funny now, but I want to ask you, do you want to have a move of God in your life? Do you want to have a move of God in this revival? Do you want to see the Holy Ghost deal with your lost loved ones? Amen. First of all, we got to do some praying. And second of all, we got to do some giving. Amen. And they go hand in hand. Amen. And let me say something to you right now. Just giving without prayer, amen, is still going to be ineffective. But if you will pray and then you will give in faith, amen, God is going to hear you and God is going to do something on your behalf. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. The story, the servants of Cornelius, because of this angelic interruption, amen, of Cornelius's prayer in the middle of the afternoon, amen, he said, amen, this is somewhat perplexing. The angel could have told him everything he needed to do, amen, But he said, you sent people down, man, down to Joppa. I got a man down there. And he's not like you. He is not of your nation. Man, matter of fact, he's racist. Man, he kind of has a superiority, man, over who he would think you would be, Cornelius. Man, and I'm going to show you something, boy. And I'm going to show him something too. You go down there and find Simon the Tanner. Amen. And that is the hotel. Amen. That the man of God, the Apostle Peter, is staying in. And you get down there and inquire and find him. And you get him to come back with your servants. And when he gets here, he will tell you what you ought to do. Amen. Ah, with the saints of God, lift your hands in the house this morning. Thank God for every message we've ever heard. Thank God for every challenge we've ever received. Amen. Thank God. When I was praying, Brother Ken, about what to do, when I was praying about my next step, you know how God dealt with me many times. Amen. While I was asking for an answer, there was a man of God somewhere that was saying, God, give me something. Amen. To help somebody with, and because you prayed, and because he was praying, and the man of God would come back to the pulpit and tell me exactly what I needed to know. See, what I was saying at the first, God don't have to do it that way. He lets us be a part of what he's doing to show you that he's strong on your behalf. Praise God. Hallelujah. So he sends him down there. Inquire, sure enough, that's where Peter's at. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Amen. I want to talk to you. What will be the legacy of your prayer? Amen. We're beginning on the legacy of Cornelius' prayer, his prayers and his alms. Amen. Y'all have heard me tell this a lot of times. This has been quickened to my heart several times this week. So I'm going to use it again. Amen. For those of you that don't know, I'll try to do this methodically enough that you'll get the point and not worry too much about all the ones I know you've heard me tell at different times. And I know Sister Irene Wood made the little book, and you can read it over it just the same as I have. But it's a powerful, powerful testimony. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. The old brother, they called M.A. Wood. I did not know him. My dad knew him. Brother Dickie knew him. There may be a few of the older folks that would remember him. But I know his children, several of them. Amen. I know a whole bunch of his grandchildren who preach for them. Many of them are in church work and pastoring various places. Oh, hallelujah. It's a legacy. Amen. Are you hearing me preach this morning? Amen. And I'm asking you, what is going to be the legacy of your prayer? Amen. Here's a young man with a young family starting out. God calls him into the ministry. The wife he had did not honor his call and did not appreciate his calling. Amen. And while she is in carrying a child, their first child that would be born. Amen. While she is with child, she takes her own life, drinks strychnine, and commits suicide. Amen. Herself and the baby dies. Nothing they can do for him. Amen. An opportunity for a young man to become bitter against God and against his calling and all of those things. Amen. Y'all remember last Sunday night when I preached about praying with fire? Amen. When the fiery trial that comes against you to trouble you, if you will turn that around and make that put you on your knees, amen, and you start praying through that fiery trial, God will answer your prayers, amen. Are y'all hearing me preach? And will give you a legacy in prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. So here he is. Now he's a widower. World War I starts about that time. It's not long. He gets his orders. I'm talking about the prayer. Remember, in relationship to how Cornelius prays about his house and his family and his business and the men that are under him. Amen. Here's a man. He's under command now. He's on a troop ship going overseas. Amen. To help fight in France. Ah, yes. Oh, hallelujah. You can read the history just like I can. There was a lot of troop ships that was sank. Amen. by German submarines as they crossed the Atlantic, as those would try to get out and get a preemptive strike before more soldiers could make it to the shore. Amen. And such is the case that I'm telling you about right now. Amen. Oh, yes. And the ship he was on, amen, also come under attack. Amen. One day they're getting the word while they're sailing toward France. A very bloody battle, a very bloody war. My God, if you read history of what happened in those places, it was a horrible plight and a terrible place to be. But now, even though they've heard about it, before they even get there, they get word from the man way up on top that's looking down in the blue waters of the ocean. There are submarines that are surrounding our ship, and we are helpless to do anything about it. What are we going to do? What are you going to do for your family when the legacy of your prayer and the history or the future, whether even or not there will be a future for your family, is going to depend on your prayer? Well, I hope I'm helping somebody here today. Amen. Here he is. Word comes to the captain. The captain sends orders all over the ship. Is there anybody on this ship that knows how to pray? Amen. Those close to him said, "Sir, we have a Protestant minister, we have a Catholic priest, and we have a Jewish rabbi on this ship. Which one would you like us to bring to your quarters so that they may offer a prayer to save us from our plight?" Amen. And he said to them, "I don't want any of them. I've heard them curse. I've seen them sit down there where I've been drinking alcohol. I don't have any confidence in their prayers." He said, "Find me somebody on this ship that can pray like my mama used to pray. Amen. And see if he can come and pray, get a prayer through to heaven. If we don't get some help from God, this ship is fixing to be on the bottom of this ocean. God, help us to preach in here today. I need to preach to some families. Your family's on the rocks. Your family's going to be destroyed. Your ship is going to be on the bottom of the ocean unless you develop a legacy of prayer." Hallelujah. Oh, I'm so amazed. Things going wrong all around, folks. Trouble on every hand. Everything's falling apart, and they still yet do not see their need to get down on their knees and humble themselves to pray. Get me somebody. Find me somebody on this ship that can pray like my mama used to pray. Back to my teaching sermon last week when I was preaching on praying in the Spirit and praying with the understanding also. The reason that man, even though he was a sinner, had faith in God, evidently, it's because he must have had a mama that didn't only pray in the Spirit, but she must have every once in a while prayed with understanding. Amen. And that's the reason it's important for you to pray with understanding, so your children can hear what you pray about. Amen. So they can see God answer those prayers, so they will believe God. Oh, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Get me somebody. They said his word spread out through that ship, that other soldier boys whose bunks was below his and above and below Brother Woods, they started calling back. "Woods can pray. Woods can pray. We've heard Woods pray at night. We know he knows how to pray. He don't have no clout. He don't have no pull. He don't have stripes. He's nothing but a lowly infantry soldier that's going to possibly give his life in the slaughter on foreign fields of France." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And they brought him before the captain. They said, with all the men on the ship, because they warned them all of what was fixing to happen in case they needed to make some preparations. Write your final notes. Write your sweethearts. Amen. This ship's going under. We can't do anything about it. Amen. He openly, publicly tells Brother Wood their plight. What's going to happen? And he looked at him and said, "Son, the boys told me that you can pray." Oh, hallelujah. And they said, all he could say to him was, "Sir, I do know the Lord. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, church, the closer we get, and the more tribulation we have, and the more fakes and the more frauds, amen, the more they are, we're going to have some folks that do know the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm spending more time on this than what I thought I would. Amen. Hallelujah. But he got said, they said to him, if you can pray, we need you to pray, because something's going to happen if God don't miraculously intervene. Hallelujah. And they said, Brother Woods hit the floor of the deck of that ship. He said in his words, I prayed the best I could. I asked God to help us. I asked God to spare us. I asked God to protect us. All of those things you would. Amen. Wasn't a big prayer. Wasn't a lengthy prayer. Amen. But they said that when he said amen, that the captain said, there's not enough submarines in this ocean to sink this ship with a man praying like that. Hallelujah! Did it work, church? Oh, yes, it did. In a matter of a few moments, Crow's Nest gives them word again. We don't know why, but they're all leaving. They're moving away, thank God. That is the legacy of one man's prayer that had a need, and he was responsible for a whole bunch of people that were going to die lost unless God intervened. Amen. Amen. That is the legacy of Brother Wood's prayer. Spared not only his life. Amen. Oh, somebody help me preach for about 5 more minutes. I got some more, but I told you I was going to be short, so I'm gonna move over some of that, and I'm gonna move on down here because I need to finish this up right here, okay? Praise God. Let's go back to Cornelius. I'm talking about Cornelius' legacy. Amen. I told you about Brother Wood's legacy. Hallelujah. They get down there, amen, after 2 days of those men traveling down there to Joppa, and they knock on the door, amen. Somebody said, this is Simon's house. Amen. So, are you Simon the Tanner? Yes, sir, I am. Amen. We're sent down here. Our master, who's a centurion, we got a little bit of authority in this place, and he told us to come here. And there would be somebody here named Simon. Amen. And we're supposed to get him and take him back with us. Amen. While they're down there knocking on the door. Amen. Old Peter's getting his eyes open from just coming out of a spiritual trance. Amen. Where he'd seen that sheet let down from heaven with all manner of four-footed beast and creeping things on them. And the Spirit said to him, amen, Peter, rise, stand up, slay and eat. And he says, not so, Lord. I wish I had more time. I could go into some detail about the Jews. Amen. They had been taught all of their life that it was sin. They had been told over and over it was sin. You can't eat that. You can't do that. Amen. But God was trying to show him that Jesus Christ was greater than the law. Amen. And all of those things they had done had only brought them to that point. Amen. That they too would learn to call on God and God would answer them. Somebody shout hallelujah in here this morning. Oh, glory. Amen. I like what he said. Amen. Brother Joel was here. I'd get him to say it. I've heard him say it over and over and over. Amen. Doubting nothing. Amen. They're knocking at the door. Amen. He still hadn't ate dinner yet. Amen. Hell yeah. They're slow getting lunch ready or dinner ready. Amen. But men are knocking on the door. There's a call on Peter's life. The angel had told him what to do. Amen. The Spirit of God's working and got him in the right place. And they're at the right house. Amen. And God had worked the man of God over. And he's ready to go preach. Oh, hallelujah. Peter, somebody down there knocking at the door. Go with them. Doubting nothing. I know, because we don't understand the Jews and the Gentiles and all the problems they have. We don't understand the power of that statement. Go with them, doubting nothing. I mean, it was abomination for a Jew to even go inside a Gentile's house. Are y'all still here? Much less to sit down and eat with them. And I got to go with them. And I got to go into their house doubting nothing, doubting my whole past, my whole life, everything I've been taught. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Doubting nothing. I'm going with them. He gets there. Amen. I'll tell you what, but now when you start getting hungry for the Holy Ghost, you start getting the faith like Cornelius had. I mean, after he had had this experience with this angel in his house now it's been 4 days ago. Amen. And Peter and his entourage, a few of them show up and they knock on the door. Amen. Is it a coincidence or is it faith, amen, and that man of God that's praying that he has his whole house. He's a centurion, he's at least over 100 men, amen, and they're all there, and his family's all there. They're all there when Peter gets there. I wish I could preach here. I wish we could get a little more excited. Amen. I'm talking about preaching to Gentiles. Amen. I'm not preaching to a bunch of Jews. We are standing and we are living and we are having revival in the legacy of Cornelius' prayers. Amen. I'm telling you, Cornelius, amen, just walked up and kicked the door down, if you will, in prayer. For every one of us to walk inside and claim the same blessing, doubting nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody get us a song. I'm about through. Thank you, Jesus. Would you lift your hands, church? Ask God to help us here today. Amen. So I want to take you somewhere right now. Thank you, Lord. Would you one more time just lift up the name of Jesus? Holy, 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 holy. Oh, I'm learning. This helps. The saints will worship. We're fixing to go somewhere now. I'm fixing to tell you something. I want you to worship just a little bit right here. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Amen. I want to ask you some questions now. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, do you even want it? Amen. If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, have you even prayed for it this week? If you don't have the baptism of the Holy Ghost, have you even talked to God about it this week? Amen. If you want a refilling, have you even talked to Him about it this week? Amen. If you want it, you got to do something. Amen. You got to believe what they're saying. You got to get in the right place. Amen. And be ready to receive. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Man, I feel like preaching and I kind of sort of feel like running and maybe shouting a little bit too. Amen. I want to tell you something, church. We are standing in the legacy of Cornelius' prayers. He was the first one to get through. He was the first Gentile to receive. Amen. And we've been receiving it ever since. Amen. But God wants to do it to some more and for some more folks in this revival. Hallelujah. Are you hungry for it? Do you want it? Do I have any church folks here that already have the baptism that are saying, I'd like to get it again. I'd like to be filled with it. I'd like to be renewed with it. I'd like to know a little more about it. You can. If you'll pray, if you'll believe God, you can also stand in the legacy of Cornelius' prayers. Amen. And you can start today your own legacy of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Brother David, get that Acts chapter 10. Amen. Praise God. Come on, church, you're getting quiet. Raise your hands again. Worship, worship this morning. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. Praise God. I'm fixing to let you have it here. I'm fixing to let you have the altar service. We've already had one go through the Holy Ghost and prayer revival this week. Amen. Some of you don't even know it, but it sure happened anyway. Amen. A whole bunch of you were here, but a lot of folks had already left. But I'm telling you, all it takes is for somebody to step up and say, I want it. I need it. I've got to have it. Amen. It's been too long. Amen. Before Monday night anyway, since somebody went through to the Holy Ghost. I don't know what the problem is. The only thing I can say, it has to be a lack of hunger. But it's God's blessing. And He wants to fill you with it. And He wants to refill you with it. He wants you to be filled, every one of us filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Kendrick, come up here and help me. No, no, I'll tell you what. Go ahead and stand up. You can help me. Dakota, will you come up here and help me? I'm looking for somebody just a little bit shorter. I forget these young folks are growing up here. Almost sometimes I feel like I'm among the sons of Anak. Behold, there's giants in the land. Praise God. But you keep on helping the preacher anyway. That giant right there beside you. Let your wife hold that baby there, Brother Keith. I mean, I want to illustrate this. I didn't have time to set this up before church, but I want somebody to understand what I'm fixing to tell you right here. Amen. Come on up here, Brother Keith. Hallelujah. Amen. You just stay. You don't have to do nothing, Dakota. You're fine. You're a little white, but you're okay. Praise God. Get hurt. You might get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'd like that. Praise God. Look at this. Look how big Keith is. Brother Keith, fine young man. Big old biceps here. Big barrel chest. He's a big guy. I mean, you know, understand what I'm saying? There, read that verse right there. Read that verse. Wow, Peter. I hadn't preached too long yet and forgot where we are now. Amen. Peter's went back with these men doubting nothing. Amen. They get to the house of the Gentile. Amen. As soon as they open the door and Peter walks in, the Gentile falls down on his knees and starts worshiping Peter. Amen. But Peter takes him up and says, I'm a man just like you. I'm not going to receive worship from you. Amen. Why are we here? He goes through the whole story that I already read to you at the first. I was praying 4 days ago about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Amen. And I had a heavenly interruption. The angel come down and said for me to go to Joppa and find you, and you would come back and tell me what I ought to do. And we're all here, Peter. We didn't know how long it'd take you to get here, but we are here. Hallelujah. I believe they're in the same mode. I believe they're in the same place as the followers of Christ was on the day of Pentecost. They were ready. They were expecting. They didn't know what they were going to get. Oh, I tell you, when you start loving God good enough, you don't care what He's going to give you, but you know you want it. You don't care what He's going to ask you to do. You just know you want to hear Him. You don't care. You're not afraid. Amen. Nothing that He's going to ask you to do is going to be too much. Oh, hold on. I tell you, He had a If you don't want it that bad, you're not going to get it. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything. I don't care, bad preacher. I know Brother Blue's a great man, great preacher, and you know I love you, Pastor, and we love the church, and we're, you know, and we give, and we. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, I never really had the Holy Ghost. Well, I don't know. I live better than some folks that have it, and I don't know. You know, I don't. It'd be okay. You know, it'd be all right to have it. If God just give it to me, it'd be all right. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything: healing, salvation, baptism of the Holy Ghost, sanctification. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So they're all there. Peter starts preaching about our fathers, hallelujah, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our nation, amen, all the way down to Jesus being crucified and risen from the dead. And he said, we even seen him risen after the dead. Matter of fact, Cornelius, we ate with him, praise God. Amen, we followed him out, and he blessed us. And we went to Jerusalem, and we tarried till the power came and filled every one of us with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that's all he's doing. Somebody say that's all. That's all he is doing. He is preaching. He is telling them what has happened. Amen. Read the Bible. While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost. Somebody say the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say it again, church. The Holy Ghost fell on them. Amen. Wouldn't you like to be there when it fell? Wouldn't you like to be there when it come on you? Amen. Wouldn't you like to see it? I'm fixing to demonstrate that word fell. Amen. I looked this up this morning to make sure I was right. Amen. I'm right on. You stand right there, son. Amen. You stand right over here, Brother Keith. Amen. This word used, it's a Greek. In the Greek, the meaning of the word in the Greek, I looked it up. Amen. This word fell on them. Amen. Is like somebody arresting or seizing something. Amen. Even said less or more. In a violent manner. Hallelujah. Amen. Like we would use it in the Old Testament. If a king or a centurion, amen, said to a man of ill repute, amen, or a son of Belial, fall on him. And he would take his spear or his sword, amen, and fall on him. Amen. Same word, same meaning. Amen. I want you to demonstrate. You're going to demonstrate the Holy Ghost. And you're going to run over there and you're going to seize. Amen. Amen, but just seize him. Come on, come on. Amen, the Holy Ghost fell on them. Amen. Woo! Do that again, son. Hallelujah. Amen. Pick him up. Hold on to him. Amen. That's what the Holy Ghost done. It seized them. It held on to them. It got inside them. It embraced them. It took them over. Is that the kind you want? I'm asking you. Is that the kind you want? Do you want that kind? Oh, glory. How many believe it's going to do it? How many believe it might be about ready right now? Do I have anybody that will believe? Amen. I'm not Peter. I'm not the apostle. But I am preaching the same message. Amen. And you can start a legacy. Read that. If you speak with tongues, magnify God. If we may forbid water, they should be baptized. Just say, I'm asking you, do I have anybody hungry in this building today? I'm starting to get a little worried. I'm starting to kind of wonder. Praise God. Somebody said, man, I never had faith like that before. I don't know. It wasn't the way I thought it'd be. It didn't go the way I thought it was. But I know one thing. I was there on the day of Pentecost, and I know I'm here now, and it seemed like it's the very same thing. It seemed like it's the very same power. Amen. The legacy of Cornelius' prayer. He pushes the door open for the Gentiles. Every Gentile in this building that's hearing me preach, if you will believe the word, amen, it can come. Amen. Just like Brother Keith did, Dakota. Amen. It sees you and hold on to you and take your life over. Amen. I'm asking you now, will y'all quit listening to me preach? And will you stand and lift your hands? Amen. And believe the word of God this morning. Amen. They're fixing to sing a good song. And I believe God's going to move in a mighty way. But I need somebody to get hungry. I need somebody to say I'll show up. I need somebody to say I'll get there. I'll pray and I'll hold on. I'll keep the lights on. I'll keep on giving. And I'll keep on praying. And I will start a legacy for my family. Amen. These altars are open. If you want the Holy Ghost, I want you to come up here and seek God. Man, if you want the Holy Ghost, I want you to come up here and lift your hands. If you want a refilling, man, I still don't have anybody on the sister side. Man, if you need a refilling, man, come on, church. Man, come on. God's going to help Sister Bonnie. Man, come on. Come on this way. Man, let's pray. Seek the Lord here. Believe God. Man, it's nothing but the enemy trying to come against us to distract. Man, hold on, church. Hold on, church. Hold on, church. In the name of Jesus, Satan, loose your hold on Sister Bonnie right now. Turn her loose. Turn her loose. You're trying to distract. You're trying to come against the revival. But you are not going to be successful. We rebuke you. We resist you. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar.